Mastering Legal Writing Basics. Are you ready to take your legal writing skills to the next level? In this episode, we're diving into the essential principles of legal writing. Whether you're a seasoned attorney or just starting your legal career, mastering these basics is crucial. Stay tuned to discover how clarity, precision, and conciseness can make your legal documents shine. On today's docket, Mastering Legal Writing Basics. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 as in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Welcome to another episode of For Legal English. I'm Timothy Barrett, your host. Today we're delving into the cornerstone of legal communication, mastering the legal writing basics. Whether you're drafting contracts, pleadings, or memos, the principles we'll discuss here are the foundation of effective legal writing. Legal writing isn't about the words you use, it's about how you use them. It's about clarity that leaves no room for misinterpretation, precision that narrows issues down to a fine point, and conciseness that gets to the heart of the matter. Whether you're a seasoned attorney looking for a refresher, or a law student just starting out, this episode has something for you. We'll explore why legal writing matters, cover fundamental principles, reveal common pitfalls to avoid, and equip you with practical tips for improvement. So grab your favorite legal pad and pen, or just your keen listening ears as we embark on this journey to master legal writing basics. Let's get started. The importance of legal writing. Today we're diving headfirst into the captivating world of legal writing. Yes, I know you might be thinking, legal writing, exciting, really? Well, stick around, because we're about to uncover why it's not just important, but also a game changer for your legal career. You see, legal writing is the secret sauce, the powerhouse, the driving force behind effective communication in the legal realm. It's not just about drafting contracts, motions, or briefs. It's about wielding the mighty pen, or keyboard, to persuade, to argue, to win cases. Imagine crafting sentences that can sway judges, change the course of trials, and protect the rights of your client. Sound thrilling yet? I hope so. Today, we're peeling back the layers to reveal why legal writing is the unsung hero of the legal profession. We'll explore how mastering the art of written communication can catapult your legal career to new heights. But it's not all dry and technical. We'll uncover the secrets to making your legal prose sharp, concise, and utterly persuasive. So fasten your seatbelts, dear listeners, because we're embarking on a journey to master the basics of legal writing. And trust me, it's going to be a great ride. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to understand why legal writing is your golden ticket to success in the legal world. Fundamental principles of legal writing. Now that we've got your engines revved up about the thrilling world of legal writing, it's time to dive into the nuts and bolts, the fundamental principles that lay the foundation for exceptional legal writing. When it comes to legal writing, precision is the name of the game. You're not just stringing words together, you're crafting arguments, making your case, in ensuring justice prevails. And that starts with your first principle. Principle number one, clarity. Your writing must be crystal clear. No room for ambiguity, no hidden meanings. Think of it as your legal duty to your readers. Whether it's a judge, a fellow attorney, or a client, they should understand your message without squinting or scratching their heads. Next up, we have conciseness. Picture this, a judge with a towering pile of legal documents on their desk. Do you think they have time for verbose, convoluted sentences? Not a chance. Keep it concise. Keep it to the point. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Moving on, we've got precision. Legal writing is like surgery. Precision is key. Every word, every phrase must be meticulously chosen to convey the exact meaning you intend. Sloppy writing can lead to misunderstandings, and in the legal world, that's a no-go. And let's not forget organization. Think of it as the roadmap for your reader. Your writing should flow logically, like a well-structured argument. Start with an introduction, lay out your points, and conclude with a powerful closing statement. Finally, the last piece of the puzzle today, persuasiveness. Your legal writing isn't just a report, it's a persuasive tool. Convince your reader, whether it's a judge, jury, or opposing counsel, that your argument is airtight. Make them nod in agreement, even if it's grudgingly. So there you have it, the fundamental principles of legal writing: clarity, conciseness, precision, organization, and persuasiveness. These principles will be your North Star as you navigate the vast seas of legal documents. Stay with us as we explore each principle in depth and arm you with the skills to become a legal writing maestro. Hello, listeners. I have some exciting news for you. There's a brand new book on the block, and it's here to transform your writing skills. Introducing Four Business English Writing Journal, 365 Daily Prompts for Global Professionals, written by myself, Timothy Barrett. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting your journey, this journal is your daily companion on the path to becoming a better writer. It's hot off the press and available on Amazon now. Why should you check it out? Well, imagine crafting persuasive emails, reports, and presentations with confidence. This book is your ticket to career advancement, global communication, and lasting transformation. Ready to become a better writer? Head over to Amazon and search for Four Business English Writing Journal. And for more info, tips, and resources, visit the website, either forlegalenglish.com or forbusiness-english.com. And you can check out the books right there. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your writing skills. Thanks for tuning in, and happy writing. Common pitfalls in legal writing. Now that we've set the stage with the fundamental principles, but now it's time to talk about the potholes, the common pitfalls that can trip you up when you're navigating the world of legal writing. Don't worry, we've all been there. Even the most seasoned lawyers have fallen into these traps. But with awareness comes improvement, so let's jump into it. First, let's talk about jargon overload. It's tempting to show off your knowledge with fancy legal jargon, but overdoing it can alienate your readers. Remember, clarity is our golden rule. If someone needs a dictionary to understand your writing, you're missing the mark. On a related note, we've got the legal vortex. It's when you fall down the rabbit hole of legalese, creating sentences that stretch on for days. If you find yourself lost in your own words, chances are your reader will be too. Next up, the notorious run-on sentences. These sentences just keep on going and going, leaving your readers breathless and confused. Short, snappy sentences are your friends. Use them liberally. This can often be a problem for non-native English speakers. In some languages, it's very easy to make very long sentences. It's normal and it's how they write. But in English, long sentences can be very tricky, and even if they're done correctly, they can be kind of confusing. So generally, we want to keep our sentences short. If it's looking too long, cut it up. Break it up into two or even three sentences. Your reader's going to appreciate it. And how could we forget the verbosity trap? It's when you pad your writing with unnecessary words to hit a word count. Your goal isn't to impress with volume, it's to convey your message clearly. Say more with less. I've seen this a lot when I was practicing in the courtroom, where some lawyers would just speak just so that they could, hear themselves speaking, or maybe their clients could see them speaking so that they thought they were doing a good job. And I would also see the judge's reaction, often just looking at his own paperwork, going through his own notes or the next file, not even paying attention a lot of the time. Whereas other lawyers spoke sparingly, but when we did speak, the judge paid attention, because he knew that I and lawyers like myself did not speak just to hear ourselves speak. So I found that they would pay a little bit more attention, which is also a powerful tool as well. And last but not least, the lost thesis. It's when your argument goes missing in action in a sea of information. Your reader should know exactly what you are arguing from the get-go. No scavenger hunts allowed. I often tell my law students, you're not writing a mystery novel. It's not a whodunit where you wait till the last paragraph to figure it out. The reader should know right from the beginning what your argument is, and then you explain it. You go through it argument by argument, sub-argument and sub-argument, or detail in detail, but they know what your point is. So these are the common pitfalls in legal writing: jargon overload, the legal vortex, run-on sentences, the verbosity trap, and the lost thesis. But fear not. In the upcoming sections, we'll delve into strategies for avoiding these pitfalls and honing or improving your legal writing skills. Tips for improving legal writing. Welcome back to the 4 Legal English Podcast, where we're unraveling the secrets of impeccable legal writing. We've identified the pitfalls, and now it's time to equip you with the tools you need to soar above them. Remember, legal writing is an art, and unlike any art form, it can be refined and perfected. Let's dive into some actionable tips to elevate your legal writing game. Tip number 1. Clarity is king. We've said it before, but it bears repeating. Your writing should shine with clarity. Imagine your words as a beacon of understanding in the often murky waters of legal matters. Moving on to tip number 2, organize your thoughts. Legal documents are like roadmaps, guiding your reader through a complex landscape. Use headings, subheadings, and bullet points to create a clear and logical structure. Now, tip number 3, edit, edit, edit. The first draft is just the beginning. Don't be afraid to trim the fat. Eliminate unnecessary words, sentences, or paragraphs. Every word should earn its space. Tip number 4, know your audience. Tailor your writing to your reader. A legal document for a client will look different from one for a judge. Understanding who you're addressing and adjust your tone accordingly. And finally, tip number 5, seek feedback. Even the best writers benefit from a fresh pair of eyes. Don't hesitate to ask colleagues or mentors for their input. It's a valuable step towards improvement. These tips are your arsenal for conquering the realm of legal writing. But remember, like any skill, it takes practice. Keep these principles in mind as you draft and refine your legal arguments. Resources for legal writing improvement. So by now you're well versed in the essentials, but what if you want to take your skills to the next level? Fear not, because in this section we're unveiling a treasure trove of resources to help you on your journey towards legal writing excellence. Let's kick things off with a classic, legal style guides. These are like rule books for legal writing. They offer guidance on everything from punctuation to citation formats. Our top picks include the Blue Book for U.S. legal writing and the Oxford Standard for Citation of Legal Authorities, OSCOLA, for international flair. Moving on, we have legal writing courses. These can be a game changer. Whether you're a novice or a pro, courses offer structured learning to hone your legal writing skills. Look for online courses from reputable providers or consider enrolling in a local legal writing workshop. Learning is a lifelong journey, after all. Consider the courses from 4Legal English or our companion site, 4Business English, and check out those courses to help improve your writing. Next up is writing groups. Joining a legal writing group or association can provide a supportive community of like-minded individuals. You can share your work, receive feedback, and gain fresh perspectives. Some notable groups include the Legal Writing Institute and local bar association writing committees. They often host events and conferences that can boost your skills. Another gem, legal writing blogs and podcasts. In our digital age, there's an abundance of free online content that can offer tips, tricks, and inspiration. Of course, top of my list would be the 4Legal English podcast and also the 4Legal English website. On the website, you'll find not just information about this podcast, but also online courses we offer, individual one-on-one tutoring with me, and of course, our blog. So there's lots of articles about legal writing as well as other legal topics. So check it out if you haven't. That's 4LegalEnglish.com. And of course, we can't forget books on legal writing. There's a wealth of information dedicated to improving your legal writing skills. Some classics include Brian Garner's Legal Writing in Plain English and Ross Guberman's Point Made. Now, dear listeners, with these resources at your fingertips, there's no limit to your growth as a legal writer. Explore, learn, and refine your skills. And that wraps up another insightful episode of 4Legal English Podcast. We hope you're feeling inspired and equipped to take your legal writing skills to new heights. I want to extend my gratitude to all of my listeners around the globe. Your support means the world to me. Remember, mastering legal writing is a journey, not a destination. With practice, dedication, and the right resources, you can continually refine your craft. I'm committed to providing you with valuable content, so stay tuned for more episodes packed with tips, insights, and practical advice. If you have any questions, suggestions, or topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. Check out the show notes at 4LegalEnglish.com/podcast, and you can see the different show notes for the different episodes, including this one. But at the bottom, you can drop a comment, ask a question about the episode, or if you have suggestions for future episodes, you can put it in the comments too. I'd love to hear from you. Of course, please like and subscribe. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please share with your colleagues. The more people that listen to, the better it will be. Until next time, keep writing, keep learning, and keep unlocking the power of legal English. You've got this. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website, 4, 4LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com, 4LegalEnglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.